Welcome to Wine by the Case. I'm Chris, and you can tell by my sparkles that I am in my glitter era in honor of Taylor Swift. So since her boyfriend is playing in the Super Bowl, I had to put on the glitter and the boots.
She's very sparkling. I feel like I need to put on sunglasses right now. I am Alexis, and we're here for the Super Bowl, and obviously I'm a little less into it than Chris is, and I'm going to, you know, bet a wager of a bottle of wine that the Eagles win, but I have to be quite, I did not even know they were playing. I had to ask, as well as, I know nothing about football, but I'm down for the wager, and I do have the champagne because there'll be champagne whoever wins popping.
Which is sparkling wine, so we're good.
Yeah.
So yes, our husbands are amused that we're talking a little about football and Super Bowl, but we have a really interesting wine to try today because we wanted to do a football theme. This is Intercept Wine. Now, what's really cool about this one is it's made by Charles Woodson. My husband immediately,
knew who
Charles Woodson was. And, you know, 18 years in the NFL, and apparently the only defensive college player to have won the Heisman. So what's nice about this one is...
Well, you know, the Heisman is funny because I always say that when I want someone to go away, that I'm going to give you the Heisman, and I never knew what it meant.
Oh, the pose.
Then, because it's like yes. This. And so, like, now they call it the hand, but yeah, I called it the Heisman, but I never knew,
And I get all excited when watching football and someone does the stiff arm, same sort of thing. It just amuses me incredibly. But this is Paso Robles Red, and it is kind of an underrated area in California. And what's really cool about it is Paso Robles is known for sort of a bold, robust, but still nice and earthy and a little bit of depth, really rich. And you can't beat the name.
Has a lion on it.
Yeah, because... You know, and professionally, I believe he paid for the line. I wouldn't know.
You didn't even talk about these new little things. So when we were setting these up, Chris was like, well, if we have it here, it may look like one thing. And if we have it here, it may look like we're pointing at something else. So it's like, where do we put them? But anyways, hopefully the sound is a little better, right? Now go on with the wine. Do you want to say what's on it, though?
Yeah, it's a lion. So I'm hoping that means you played for the Detroit Lions.
Did he? Comment below and tell us, so who did he play for? Because I love the backstory, but I have no idea.
And it's all about, he has a whole story on his website about the name and what it really means. And looking forward to trying
it. Wait, what the name? Intercept.
So it's beyond just interception. He said it's about making sure that families are able to connect.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. So, and he has a picture of his family on the website, too. It's nice.
As a side note, I don't think these glasses are clean.
You know, but okay. I like it.
All right, so I'm going to read because Chris wrote this great script about football because I know
with
nothing about it.
With some help.
So along with uncorking a football-themed bottle of wine, which this is pretty great. You found this.
Yeah.
So apparently, if you have a theme for wine, you can just walk into the wine store and say, can you get me whatever.
Or you take me shopping with you.
Yeah. Or Chris will go with you, but you have to give her a bottle of wine to go. So there is a lot, as we know, a Super Bowl, there's a lot of eating different things and watching the mid-show thing,
it's all about the halftime
show
and the commercials.
But there's also a lot of betting that's going on. So the legal component of this podcast, we are going to just dive a little bit into, like, if you're doing the little square and then you were talking about the one in the field.
Yeah, where they, you know, if the cow poops on a certain square and you bet on that square, then you're going to split the money. I mean, it's total random chance, but you paid.
Is that legal? So the question is that legal? Like, you go and do a square at your house or a poker game at your house? Mm-hmm. Is that legal? Because you always hear, especially during Super Bowl, about a bunch of illegal stuff, including illegal gambling and things of that nature. So well, what say you?
Well, especially with gambling, you know how I love my Vegas, but I'm going to give you the very lawyerly
we
answer.
Love Vegas.
Yes, we do.
You all would like to meet us. We will be there in June.
We'll give you the lawyerly answer if it depends. Yeah. And the reason being is that Florida does have, you know, we've got the Hard Rock, but that's based on the Seminole Indians, not based on the Florida allows it. They're on their own land and they're considered a sovereign nation. But we have a social gambling exception, which is why you end up with Penny Ante poker.
Well, most states do. Most states have a similar variation.
Yeah. I still remember the time when Florida enforced it and arrested a bunch of veterans in Polk County, Florida, with nickels and dimes on the table because they were enforcing it. So Florida's gotten a little better about it, but now they've updated the statute, and they basically said, well, if it gets into the definition of gambling, then it's illegal. So what's the definition of gambling?
I think that to make it watered down, basically you can have your poker game. You can have your boxes, which I still to this day don't even understand how that works, other than, you know, I pick a box. But then they start doing one-off how many yards or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But so you can have all that. The key is really, if you want to break it down, is the person that's hosting the poker, or that home poker game, or are they making money? Are they taking money? Or is it just simply you're doing it in this social setting? Is the house taking something? Is really kind of the breakdown of it.
Right. And the house, and let's also go to the notion of private. So we just told the world that you're going to buy me a bottle of wine if I win. That's not private.
No, what I said was.
So again, that's where, again, nobody intended.
I actually did not say I was going to buy you. I said we were
wagering.
And
since Tay Tay's boyfriend's going to win, I'm going to have a bottle of wine. But ultimately, you know, it's the payment of a price for a chance to win something.
Well, so let's quickly, since you're dressed in all of this glitter gam, and I hope you're going to wear this in Vegas, let's just touch quickly on the fact that she has actually probably done more for getting women to watch a sport, and I don't know how long, to watch football in particular, and how long, than I think anybody in history has done.
Yeah.
So I think more women, I'd like to see the marketing on that. And our first guest could probably tell us that. Heather, go back and watch that.
About data.
Yeah, about data. Could probably tell us how many more women are going to be watching this, and not just for the halftime show, but the actual game, because of Taylor Swift.
They want to see the glimpses. I mean, and again, I can tell you what she was wearing to the playoff game.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, you know, that sort of thing that I watched to see what she was wearing. And of course, the red lip is also in honor of her. At the same time, I watch it to see glimpses of her celebrating, things like that. My husband watches it for the game very seriously. So at the same time, you know, this notion of bringing women into the sport, hey, if I get to dress like this and have a little fun and drink some wine, I'm good. But just so you know, what's the official NFL wine, Alexis?
I have no idea. I was going to ask you who's playing at the halftime show.
So the only reason I know this is because when I was in Publix scoping out the guacamole, getting ready for where I'm going to buy it, they had a big display up that says Barefoot Wine, the official NFL
wine. Is this like when you go to a restaurant and they proclaim themselves as the best taco place or the best pizza place in the world?
Nope. This is real. If you've ever paid attention,
you know they paid for that.
They did. They absolutely paid for it. They've got it. They've got the whole setup in Publix where they've got the ridiculous amount of signage all around it saying the official wine. And if you've ever seen some football games, you've seen the guy who was the tick, like that really tall guy.
Yeah.
He does the Barefoot Wine commercials for them. I'm like, okay. So now that we know what you're going to donate to your White Elephant game, I suggest you really consider going to your local wine shop and getting Intercept instead of Barefoot.
But, all right.
But this notion of what is gambling, it's not supposed to be like open, notorious.
Right.
It's supposed to be private. What else is it supposed to be that we can say we're not violating the law?
I don't know. I think that pretty much sums it up. House, not take money.
Right.
You cannot advertise it, and you cannot run a ring and say that you, a gambling ring, and say that you're not getting cash. And so it's legal that you can get in what's called kind.
Yeah.
But I think that pretty much sums it up.
But even in kind, I mean, think about the Super Bowl parties. Think about the spreads people put out. I mean, it's pretty impressive, all the chicken wings.
Yeah.
All the. I mean, usually it's not an inexpensive party.
What if the house was taking the chicken wings? Would that be in kind?
Well, but that's what I was wondering. If you're saying, I'm going to host this party, and I'm going to take $10 from everybody's bet to pay for it.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
I don't know.
That's a good question. That's a good question, because are you really taking a cut, or are you really passing along the expense because you're not making a profit? You're not going to make a profit off that. You're going to spend $400 and get back, you know, $100. But I think that's an interesting way to look at it. But again, think of all the betting that's going on. I mean, anybody looking at the Vegas lines, of course, we've got sports betting now in Florida. All of this makes it more fun because, of course, the prop bets, the side bets are just as much fun as the other things. I mean, people go, how long is the national anthem going to last? Who's going to be the first commercial? Who's going to make the first touchdown? I mean, that's
easy.
That
is true. But I think that if you're going to have your thing, you should try this. It was good.
It
was. Do you want to do your rating?
I do. I mean, I'm going to give this one a solid 7.5. I mean, it's a good one.
This actually is good, I have to tell you. All right. So I think we all are going to cheers. And we're going to wish you a happy Super Bowl. Have fun doing whatever you're doing, and stay safe.
And stay
private. And go Eagles!